This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 900. Dramatically amazing vocabulary for describing gargantuan numbers.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Stop saying big and a lot if you want a 7 or higher for vocabulary on IELTS. Today we'll teach you the most impressive vocabulary for amounts that you can use on your next writing and speaking exams.
Hey, Aubrey. I heard a rumor. I heard that you've been doing a massive amount of cleaning.
Yes, I have been doing a lot of cleaning. You know, it's spring cleaning. I don't know if that's a thing for everyone else, but here it's kind of like, okay, it's springtime. Clean the whole house really well, right?
You have to do that like at least once a year, right? Because there's certain things that you don't clean, like the baseboards or like inside the windowsill or something. Like there's certain things you don't do every week and you definitely notice after a while.
Exactly, right? All the windows, the walls, all of the things that dusting high up on the shelves and it gets to where you have to just do a big old clean.
I know. So a big old clean.
A big old clean.
That would be a great informal phrase, guys. Instead of just saying big, right? Saying like it's a big old clean. It's a big old crowd. I don't know. Guys, we are talking about interesting number vocabulary today because I want to draw our listeners' attention to the fact that this is episode 900.
Yes, that's a red letter number, right? 900. That's a big number.
It's a massive number, you guys. Like, this is really a markedly massive number.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm really trying my best to work in some vocab, guys. Don't worry, we're going to spell it all out for you. But the point to remember today with all of this vocab, guys, is you want to sound interesting, you want to stand out from other students, and of course we think, okay, this is just vocab for like academic task one, describing numbers, but it totally is not. Where else do we talk about, like amounts or like size on the test, Aubrey?
Yeah, this could happen. So there could definitely be part three questions asking you about the change in amounts of jobs or how the size of things have changed for sure. And task two, for both writing task one and task two, and as well as speaking, numbers come up all the time.
Yeah. Totally. And it's really important, guys, to know formal and informal ways to say big, right? This is like one thing we cover in Three Keys IELTS. Like, you guys, don't say big, don't say small. Like, we need other vocab. So we're mostly going to be talking about formal vocab today, guys. So writing task one and task two, speaking part three. But just like side note, if you want to sound more informal in speaking part one, don't say a lot. Say like loads or tons, right? Because that's how a native would say that.
Yes, definitely. We don't say a lot of very often. This actually was asked on Facebook not long ago. Like, especially if you're wanting formal vocabulary, a lot of is very informal. And there's so many higher level ways to say, you know, a lot of, say a large amount of or a considerable amount of. There are just better ways.
Okay, guys, so before we get to this amazing vocab, and we're also going to be answering some questions that we've gotten from students lately about amounts and vocab, I want to remind you guys of this very exciting news that we are launching a business English course soon. Now, connecting this to numbers, first of all, guys, we are doing a massive amount of work on this right now. It is going to be the most amazing business English course that exists anywhere in the world. It's called Business English for the Global Professional, and it is incredible. So guys, you can be the first to find out when it is launched, which will be very soon. If you sign up, guys, allearsenglish.com/ early. Also about numbers and course creation. Man, my segue game is on point today.
It really is. Well done.
Just as long as I say so also, I can connect anything. Okay. Right. So anyway, guys, you know that we are like masters of course creation. Thousands of students have been through our IELTS course, our general fluency course, the Connected Communicator. So this one will be no different. We're going to help tremendous amounts of people.
Yes, a considerable amount of students will be able to really improve their business English from this course, definitely.
Awesome. All right, guys, so sign up, be the first to know, and get that special introductory price, allearsenglish.com/early. All right, so let's just go through this sort of one by one. Like, how did we start thinking about this? What was the first question that we saw on Facebook?
Yeah,
I think we mentioned it already, but we can read it.
Yeah, so the first question she said, is the modifier a lot of considered to be informal? Should it be avoided in essays? Which is a really excellent question because you guys know the task two essay needs to be quite a bit more formal. So you want to avoid using informal language or slang at any time in your task two essay. Yeah, and that's right. Yeah, go ahead.
Not just like informal and slang. Like, we definitely don't want to use that. And we also don't want to use boring words, right? Like, guys, if you're going to get a 7 or higher for vocab, you cannot sound like everyone else. So right now, as of this very minute, I want you to take out 3 phrases from your vocabulary. Take out a lot of, take out much, and take out many. We'll talk about those 2 in a minute. But just stop saying these boring words, right? Because we know we're going to say a lot. We know we're going to say big, right? So these 2 sort of quantitative adjectives, we need lists of other words to say. Okay, so what could we replace a lot of with?
Yes, so I had mentioned briefly, we can say a considerable amount of, or a massive amount of, right? We use these more interesting words just to replace lot.
Exactly, guys. So it's all about the adjectives, right? So this is more, right, instead of saying something is big, we could also say, we could use these adjectives, right? Like large, tremendous, enormous, but then also as an adjective describing a number word, like amount or quantity or, you know, figure. So guys, it's all about descriptive language and having these great adjectives. So let's just go through a quick list here for you guys. Substantial, considerable, tremendous, which as a side note, I don't like because our president says it, but whatever, you guys can use it. I'll refrain from my opinions. Right?
Try not to associate those two.
I know. Oh my gosh. All right. Enormous, massive, amount, immense. Also, I really love the word gargantuan. That's a super fun word.
That is good. And countless. One student on this Facebook question, a student had commented and said, I love countless. And someone else commented asking, can we say infinite, an infinite amount of, which is an interesting one. Yeah, because that's a great word, but it really has to mean uncountable, right? Like enormous, beyond count. Infinite means there is no count. It goes forever. So you certainly couldn't say an infinite amount of ample apples because no, that's not accurate.
So like, I like thinking about this in pairs, right? So the opposite is finite. This is really great when you're describing or when you're answering like environment questions, guys. We don't have an infinite amount of these energy resources that we're using, right? The opposite, right? We have a finite amount of oil. We have a finite amount of water, clean water at this point. So we have a finite amount of food in some respects, right? Like these resources are not infinite. So I think like using it to draw this contrast would be a great way to work this vocab into a lot of different speaking part 3 answers and writing task 2 answers. How could we use infinite? Listeners, what is going to happen after IELTS? Are you going to use English for work? Are you going to use it professionally to achieve your life vision? Well, our All Ears English Business Course will help you achieve that professional dream, guys. Sign up so you can be the first to know when it is launched very soon. Sign up now, guys, allearsenglish.com/early.
Yeah. So I like to use infinite for like kindness or honesty,
yes.
right? You say like, oh, she has an infinite amount of generosity. It was just yes. a really great way of describing someone in a positive light.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like very only to describe like positive emotions, right? The like ideas of something being unconditional, I would relate to this, right? So I have an infinite amount of unconditional love for my son, right? Like
yes.
I can't, there's no boundary to right. my love for him. And also it is unconditional, meaning sure, you're going to mess up. That's great. I still love you. There's no condition right. here. So, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, that
so
being
much
said, I remember using this recently for something negative when I said, oh, my son, it's like he has an infinite ability to whine and complain. right? So, it certainly
yes.
can be negative things, but just anything that has no end in sight, that, you know,
right.
something negative
oh
can
gosh.
Be infinite as well. The capacity for someone to annoy you can be infinite. Speaking
right?
of presidents.
I know. Oh my God. That's a perfect example. We could use it as an adverb, right?
Yes.
An adverb for the adjective. Like he's infinitely annoying,
yes.
infinitely frustrating, infinitely energetic.
Egotistical.
Could be something if you're like tired.
yes.
Okay.
Good.
Sure. You guys, there's so much great stuff today. Definitely come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And this is episode, as we said, massive number 900.
Right?
Okay.
Exactly.
Was there another question?
Yes. So another student on the same chain, it's so amazing when someone posts on Facebook a question, then there's always students that have related questions
yeah.
and
yeah.
answers. And then we get in there and answer, make sure they have all of the most correct information. But a student commented and said, can dramatically and drastically be used interchangeably? Which is a really good question. And they you know, they're wanting to know as far as, yes, the change over time essay or the static essay, but also in general, right?
Sure, yeah.
And this is a little bit tricky because we would use both dramatically and drastically to describe numbers that have changed, right?
Totally.
From
yeah.
2010 to 2020, the amount of oil consumption skyrocketed dramatically. Perfect, right?
So I would say actually that these are like there are levels, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, they both mean a lot, right? But like they're not exactly the same. So drastically is even like more dramatically.
Yes.
Right? I would say it's like another extreme, another level of dramatically. So if you're going to use drastically, make sure you use it correctly. Like it really has to be like a shocking amount. And it could be bad. It could be good. It could be increase. It could be decrease. But it has to be like noticeably dramatic.
Right. Exactly. It couldn't be a small change. It would just be inaccurate to use those.
Yeah. You know, one more thing I think we could use this on IELTS for writing task two to talk about consequences or effects, right? I think we use this. It's connoted. Is that a word?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
It's often.
If not, we just made it one.
It's a word now. It's often connoted. It's linked to effects and consequences. So like the drastic consequence. And that has a negative connotation, right? Like it's a bad
yes.
and huge consequence.
Right, exactly. If you say something is drastic, it usually does have a bit of a negative connotation. But
yeah.
as far as the dictionary, not necessarily. So that's why it's so important to be, you know, listening to our podcast, be able to post in the Facebook, because a lot of the way we use language, you can't find it in a textbook. You can't
oh my gosh.
Find it
yeah.
online, right?
Right. Yeah. Like one more thing about that before we go today. That is so many of the questions that we get from students. It's like, I looked this up in the thesaurus because I know I have to sound interesting. And I found like five words that are supposed to mean big. Like, is this real? Like, can I use all of these interchangeably? And it looks that way if you just are looking them up in a dictionary. But if you're talking to a native or a native is reading your writing, that person knows that that's not actually how we use it, right? So
right.
it is really important to check in with about new words.
Yeah, definitely. And it's language is evolving all the time, and it's natives right. that know what makes sense to use now, what the examiner's going to understand and be impressed by. So definitely, you guys, if you aren't yet in our Facebook group, sign up at allearsenglish.com/keys. Get in there. And if you work using English as part of your job, definitely get on our early sign-up list for this business course. It's going to be amazing. We're interviewing so many professionals, CEOs, hiring managers, directors, and they have such good information, so much good language there. So come allearsenglish.com/early to get on the list.
Yes, guys. One of the things, there are so many things, but one of the things that really is distinctive about all of our courses, including the IELTS course, is that what we teach you guys as far as material, language, usage, everything, pronunciation, ideas, concepts, everything we teach you is modern and real, right? And yes. This is also the amazing thing about our business English course. Like, you could go anywhere and get a list of words for IELTS, for business, for whatever. That doesn't mean it's useful. That doesn't mean that's what we actually say. I mean, there's so many nuances, right, to English, yep, connotations exactly. to different words. And so that's one of the beautiful things about learning anything from us. We're totally honest about how people really talk.
Yep, exactly. And that's what you need, is to know how the most native, natural ways to use it so that you can communicate in any situation that you're in.
Right, exactly. So one more time, guys, allearsenglish.com/early if you want to be the first to find out about this amazing business course. And if you're like, I'm not even there yet, I still need to go to university, just get me past IELTS. Right. So we can do that too, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Aubrey, this has been really fun. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. It's been fun doing 900 episodes with you. I haven't quite done that many, but I've done a bunch.
You've done a bunch already. Yeah. Okay, awesome. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Aubrey.
Yeah, right. See you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.